Okay, let's go across to Rangitikei now, where a farming couple want to celebrate arts and agriculture with a new artist's residency. Their aim is to change the narrative around farming, and they've already got their first resident lined up. To tell us more, I'm joined by co-founder and keen art collector, Laura Morrison. Hi there, Laura.
Hi, GC. How are you?
Good. Tell us about your farm.
Oh, it's a beautiful farm, GC. We're on 250 hectares with around 50 hectares of native bush, and we run sheep and beef on it. And, yeah, we've got views out to Mount Ruapehu and the Taranaki Maunga and Kapiti Island on a good day, so we're very spoiled.
When did you get your interest in art, Laura?
I studied bursary art history years ago at high school, and then did a few papers at uni, and have just, yeah, always followed the galleries and been in touch with what's happening, and but yeah, particularly with the visual arts in Aotearoa, so yeah.
Nice one, and tell us about the residency. Where did that come from?
Oh, again, I just feel like it's something that I've always wanted to do. I guess it's the philanthropic streak I didn't know I had until I thought I can actually make this happen, and just kind of went from there. I thought we've got a cottage on our farm that used to be for junior shepherds, and we're part of a wider business, and now it's our Airbnb for the rest of the year. But it just, with it not being at full occupancy, I just thought, oh, I'd love to kind of give some time to an artist and have a bit of a multi-pronged approach, I guess, in terms of having an artist come and stay on farm and foster those positive conversations around art and agriculture. But also with the studio, we're going to have, it's going to be free to use for artists within the region for the rest of the year, so they can just book time with me and come and utilise it when we don't have our annual artist in residence.
Yeah, and for people who don't really understand or haven't come across artist residencies before, what's the idea here? How does it work?
So our artist, our inaugural artist is Andrew McLeod, who's based up in Auckland. He will be in residence at the cottage and the studio for 8 weeks. And with our residency, there's not an expectation to, you know, create a body of work. It's, you know, for him, it's the gift of time, I guess, and he can come and spend time on the farm and, you know, incubate ideas and just kind of get to know the region or reconnect with, some old art comrades down our way, and the Sargent's Gallery is just up the road. So, yeah, it's just a place for him to come and have a break from his day-to-day life for 8 weeks and, immerse himself into something different.
An inspiring place to create art, you reckon?
I think so. I mean, the environment itself is, we've got some beautiful kind of Tim Burton-esque patches of bush, which just, the forest floors are, are really dense, and the kind of the light streams through, and, they're some really magic places. Once you kind of get to know the different characters of some of the animals and the different breeds that we have, and there's a lot of inspiration, I think.
Yeah, and I mentioned this before, that we perhaps tend to think of art, we associate art with the urban elites. is it a message from you in the fact that this is on a farm and that you're in a rural location, something about the kind of the reclaiming art in the rural space?
Yeah, I mean, within Aotearoa, I mean, of course, there's, you know, someone like Peter McIntyre comes to mind, who's, renowned for his landscape work, and he actually spent a lot of time in the Rangitikei, and he's got some famous works that he's painted of the area. But that elitism aspect is fascinating to me. I mean, I quite enjoy meeting, people that might embody that, but you get that in any walk of life, that kind of attitude, I guess. And I just want to bring it back to being a little more positive and realizing that we're all, you know, we're all, you know, walking the same streets and the same roads. And I did a bit of a road trip when I was promoting the residency this year before we selected Andrew as our resident, and and went up to Tamaki and Makaurau, and you know, had one meet and greet event at a dealer gallery up there, and I just loved what the gallery assistant said to me, and it just really made my heart warm. And she just said, "I don't care for aloofness, you know." And this is someone who works within, you know, that supposed elite, urban elite, you know, art world. And I just, you know, people within the art world, people within agriculture, they, you know, there's so many good apples out there. We shouldn't be swayed by perception.
Good stuff. Nice to talk to you, and thanks very much for doing your bit.
Thanks so much, Jesse. If people are keen to come along to our launch party, which is in February, we'd love to have people visit the Rangitikei region and the events listed on Eventbrite. So yeah, we hope to see people there for local fair and music and art and agriculture and amazing conversation.
That's Laura Morrison from the Gullies in Rangitikei, launching a new arts residency.